Immediately after the legislature gaveled out of their extended regular session, Governor Bill Walker called them back for a special one. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports.
On Tuesday morning, lawmakers, some reluctantly, some bedraggled, and some remarkably chipper, reconvened at 10 a.m. for two separate five-minute floor sessions. They received a message from the governor asking them to do three things: expand Medicaid, create a sexual abuse prevention program for schools, and pass a budget that pays for government for a whole year. Lawmakers then broke up into a series of closed-door meetings. There were caucus meetings, leadership meetings, and meetings with the governor. House Speaker Mike Chenault said he broached the idea of taking a two-week recess and then reconvening back in Anchorage, noting that construction is scheduled to start on the Capitol building in a matter of days. As all of that was happening, Walker's new budget dropped. It reverses the legislature's freeze on cost of living raises for public employees. It restores some money for education, but still includes his original cut of $32 million in one-time funding for schools. And predictably, it also includes language that lets the state accept federal dollars to expand Alaska's Medicaid program. In all, it adds $90 million in state spending that had been cut by the legislature. His budget also requires a draw from the Constitutional Budget Reserve, the hard-to-access rainy day fund responsible for a stalemate in the first place. The House Finance Committee is scheduled to hear that budget bill on Wednesday. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.